Hello and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, we will be discussing our beloved Master Hilarion and the different ways in which the legions of mighty light on the fifth level of heaven are able to help us in the overall supply, the abundance of supply for the whole entire earth, your families, you, your loved ones, everyone, and being able to have the truth envelope you in ways that will help you to make decisions. The healing rays that emit from this fifth level of heaven is so much in abundance right now on the planet that it will help us to get through the day, allow us to imbue ourselves with the meditational aspect of becoming in tune with our entire body systems and consecrating ourselves in ways that we will be able to radiate that magnificent light of our being that will touch someone else's life, touch someone else as they approach, as they come into contact with you, allowing for those magnificent energies to shine and bless others as well as yourself. So let us get started now. We do wish to thank all of you in advance for just listening to the content, reading our content, and also viewing our content on Destiny, the Open Door. Let us begin now. We thank you so much for your support each day. Introduction. On this day, Wednesday, we extend our love and prayers to the legions of light on the fifth ray. The benefits of today's ray are in the qualities and virtues of healing, supply, truth, and consecration. This vibrates in the color spectrum of emerald green. Our focus for today is on precipitation and learning the science of precipitation from the Ascended Masters and our God presence within, wherein we are able to bring rapidly into form perfect health, wholeness, happiness. The perfect patterning of this tapestry of life in the divine plan and all that I am called upon to provide my family, my friends, my neighborhood, and all the light barriers of the world by Saint Germain El Moria in the Darjeeling Council of Light fulfilled. We can draw inspiration from this magnificent ray and all these areas of learning how to precipitate into our beings and worlds the action of precipitation to help us and our planet from the heart of our beloved Knight Commander, Saint Germain. As we call to the precipitation flame to blaze throughout our entire being, world, and affairs of each one and all constructive activities throughout the earth to manifest the full abundance of supply for each nation, the truth shall cover the earth, and the capacity to heal the nations, and that enough concentrated light will reign supreme throughout the globe to heal, to restore, to remedy all that ails us, and to unite all nations in the recovery of what has been a total loss of employment, businesses, lives, and all we have held near and dear to our hearts. Recover and remedy all loss. Recover and remedy all loss. Recovery and remedy all loss now. The Chohan of the fifth ray is the Ascended Master Hilarion. He teaches us the great flame of living truth, which charges into our four lower body systems, our mental, emotional, etheric, and physical bodies within us and all of mankind, and transmutes forever all erroneous concepts, the thoughts and feelings and manifestations into the full balance of love, wisdom, and power of the light of God which never fails, which is the science of precipitation. Our beloved Hilarion has an etheric retreat over the area of Crete, Greece. The Archei, an archangel of this rite, is Mother Mary and Lord Raphael, and they are overlighted in the area of Fatima, Portugal. The Elohim Cyclopia and Lady Compliment, Virginia, are overlighted in the area of Altai Range, where China, Siberia, and Mongolia meet, which is near Tabun Bagdo. Why don't you allow your heart calls to go out today to the fifth ray, legions of light, to precipitate in your life the abundance of supply, the wisdom of truth, the concentrated focus of consecrating your divine soul self into higher heights and allowing adjustments within your four lower body vehicle to accept the healing rays of these great and mighty beings to permeate your being, your world, and your affairs right now, today. Let us just give ourselves a moment of consecration as we pause for the energies of the fifth ray to come into our hearts now. You have truly inhaled and exhaled your breaths on that beautiful essence of the energies permeating inside of you. The true essence of a pattern. The true essence of a pattern lies beneath the surface of each one. It is the very essence of a manifestation of a psychic force that is very much active in each one's life. We have discussed cause and effects and other articles that play a role in our lives. And when we look at the positive and or negative patterns in our subconscious mind, we can gauge and to our finite minds to help us with these patterns to allow for the changes we need to take place in our lives each day. I used to have an auto message for my email that had my name, my address, my email and telephone number, including this message. It said something like this: "The difference between school and life. In school, you're taught a lesson and then given a test. In life, you're given a test that teaches you a lesson." I created this auto message with every email, and others begin to use this saying. This pattern was created in 2008. It has gone throughout the world with this insightful message. If I had a tag for everything that came from my mouth since birth, I would be a multi-billionaire by now. Your thoughts and energy. What we accomplish with just one thought is our ability to create energy. When a pattern is formed, there exists a crystallization of psychic energy patterns. When we review our physical body and associate that with the psychic force mentioned above, it becomes a unit. In other words, we have the mind which rules the body, and the body which rules the mind. And in essence, the two interacting upon each other as a unit. That physical action must lead to an outcome, an activity of persuading the energy patterns of the mind to act. This can be seen in people who go to the doctors. They are asked to go through a series of testing so that the doctor can determine what ails them. They could be diagnosed with heart disease, which will ensue a complete overhaul in one's life, from changing diet and exercise, taking medications, to taking a vacation and visiting distant lands for a new scenery or regimen, which is what the doctor prescribed as a remedy. However, as we are learning about our patterns in our lives, one does not necessarily have to take a trip to a distant land. Rather, we must think in terms of taking a vacation from certain things that determine ways of how we live our lives and do our daily affairs and activities. The same applies to the negative patterns, mental patterns that form. We do have psychic walls that are like shields about us. When we have had the same stinking thinking about dark, negative, depressed thoughts, it forms the mental patterns and lingers for a long time. And this substance seems to surround a person, which doesn't allow new positive experiences to penetrate through, because it is builded up around the psychic wall. We will try to help you break through the psychic wall and murky substance that is penetrating through your body, your mind, your world, and all that surrounds you today. The mental conditioning that play a role in our lives. We discuss the physical and mental aspects that we ourselves need to create to allow for change to take place in our lives. One example of this I will share with you all my story today was when I was a child. I loved salt and sugar. You would find me in the summertime with my mom's favorite corn on the cob, my dad's famous collard greens, watermelon, and at each visit with my grandmother, she would give me an apple. I would sprinkle salt and or sugar on all of these favorite food choices and devour all of these delicious foods and treats. Soda was consumed like water, and oatmeal cookies were the favorite choice in my house. Salt and sugar were my best friends. Over time, my physical and mental state of consuming all of this became a regimen on steroids, right? the effects of this crept up on me as my teenage years into young adult years arrived. I had fainting spells, which I never told my parents about, because I didn't understand what was happening. Each time I took a hot shower, I would become very dizzy. The hot weather made me feel lightheaded, and I refused to go to the swimming pool to swim in case I had an episode. I was never checked at a doctor's office or hospital for this condition until I was pregnant with my youngest daughter, and they diagnosed me with a very general onset of gestational diabetes. I didn't understand it, and I was not used to eating healthy. So all the years of bad habits of my best friend's salt and sugar reflected poorly when I was pregnant with my youngest daughter almost 30 years ago. And the education that came after that was truly a nightmare for me to become instantly conditioned to. I could not eat anything fried, no sugars, no salt, no sodas, no nothing. My system craved all of it, and I began to change. Although leading up to this point, I hadn't noticed the mood swings, the ups and down flows of 1 minute to the next. I would be fine 1 minute, and the next minute I would be in bed, totally not feeling good at all. These ups and downs had a major role in how I treated the people I worked with, my family, my friends, and anyone who needed me to do anything for them. This roller coaster of mental and physical highs and lows was based solely on the foods I ate and beverages I drank. And this cycle continued to play out from my early teens to my young adult years, all the way into my adult years, where I was faced to have major surgery and change the patterns in my life, or face death. How many people out there had a choice to completely have an upheaval in your life or die? Well, that was the choice for me. Those inherent changes would make its way into a healthier state of being, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, which began over 25 years ago to the present day, now, with the help and assistance of the fifth ray, legions of light, through my prayers to my own God presence, I connected to the great heavenly host on the fifth level of heaven, the Master Hilarion, Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, Elohim Cyclopia, and Lady Compliment Virginia, assisting me with this change. My progress, although fast, happened in slow motion. Remember, I said the shock of it all happened fast, but reviewing my life, this change with my eating habits, the exercise and daily living changes increased over time. In that 25 to 30 year period, change was imminently evolving daily for me. I was introduced to new diets and a team of experts and resources that all cost a lot of money, but the results were not much. Once I called on my mighty I Am presence, I connected to the heavenly realm and spoke to the beings of light on the different levels of heaven. That is when I clearly got results. It didn't cost me anything to reach out to my being on the inside, my God presence within, to connect me through my mighty I Am presence, connecting me to the great heavenly host above. After a thorough workup of what was wrong with me, the team of doctors had me go through two surgeries that would save my life and also help me to change. I did these surgeries and my life did change. Fast forward to today, I am still here, and my mental and emotional world has never been better than it is right now. I am still physically working on myself, and spiritually, I am in a healthier and purer state than I have ever been in my life. Changing your world. We can make an impact on our lives by making abrupt changes, as I had to do, that will ultimately enhance our abilities in our physical world. We all need to adjust our daily living to a much more healthier state, as I had to do, and correcting the old patterns in establishing newer mental patterns by way of imbuing that spiritualistic energy to come through and shine its benevolent light upon us now. We can take charge of our lives by utilizing positive thought encodements to plant seeds of new life experience in the mind. We will invoke the divine presence of God power and the unconditioned center of the mind to act in removing unwanted patterns. And for the establishment of positive new patterns, let me briefly reiterate that all of the methods that we will use today, we will be able to provide you with a new pattern of positive living going forward. Protection. When your family, friends, and people that you may come into contact with have old patterns that are negative, that may hold or sway you, always protect yourself when in their presence by mentally seeing a white protective aura of light around your body. It's almost as if a crystal that has brilliant white spectrum of radiant colors will form, and you will just look at that crystal and be imbued with that magnificent white light. Any hint of negative words, vibrations, or feelings will instantly be transmuted into that brilliant light. Any suggestions that your family, your friends, anyone that you come into contact with, anything that they say, do, you can state to yourself the following: I am the heart of God, and I now bring forth ideas and accomplishments which have never been brought forth before. Always make sure to just visualize that brilliant white light around you. That is your protection. Now for the visualization exercise. Visualize yourself sitting within a pillar of blazing white light in the white flame of resurrection, ministration, service, and love, pouring downward from the I Am Presence in a steady stream of prismatic light. See and feel it anchor itself within your heart as a cup. And see this cup overflow until that white fire penetrates every cell, organ, function, and part of your physical body. Feel it go through your etheric body. Feel it fill your brain and mental world, and radiate out into your emotional world for a few feet in every direction. Feel that you are the Christ, sending forth that white flame of resurrection with the feeling of love to bless all that touches the hem of your garment. Send your love and gratitude for service to the great beings of light, the Master Hilarion. Feel yourself surrounded by a pillar of the ruby flame of peace. Expand that flame to cover your city, to cover your state, to cover the nation and the entire globe. As you visualize that, allow for that to just imbue itself inside of your body temple now. The breathing exercise. There will always be some form of negative old pattern that will come to surface. And when this occurs, go outdoors. Allow the sunlight to interpenetrate your body if there is sunlight. And if not, it is okay. Begin to breathe in. Hold it. And exhale out. Your breaths slowly. Or choose a rhythm that works for you. With each inhalation, focus your attention on that energy force. The breath is the energy force that is extenuating throughout the body, to every part of the organs, your nerves, your cells, from the top of the head to the soles of your feet. Stimulating all points and recharging every nerve center as you send the energy force throughout your entire body system. This force or will that you are giving to your body is acting as you create a mental picture. As you inhale the breath of life into your lungs, as it goes toward the upward flow of your chakra system, as you exhale out, allow all of that intensity to be distributed through the body system. Continue to focus your attention on your breath. This exercise enhances the nervous system and produces a restful feeling all throughout the body. This may be beneficial to someone who is restless and feels a lack of energy. The patterns in your mind will start to dissolve the old patterns and create new ones. Incense burning. For a few days, heavily burn incense in your home. The extrasensory property in incense tends to dissolve psychic thought forms lingering in the psychic atmosphere that are associated with past thought patterns and are constantly influencing one's auric field and in turn one's mind. Fire or the burning flame of a candle also tends to psychically cleanse the thought form atmosphere of old patterns. My ex-husband would always burn incense, sage, is one of the best ways of purifying your home and allowing for cleansing to be imbued inside of your living space, which brings comfort, ease, and happiness inside of your space of living. Positive expressions. While in a meditative state, repeat the following. I usher in my very own beloved mighty I Am presence, that great triumphant light of 1,000 suns to penetrate through my entire being and dissolve any and all unwanted thought patterns from my being, my world, and my affairs. I am a crystal cup of the Holy Grail that magnetizes and radiates out that divine light of my true being. That sacred fire, love, from out of the great central sun, to intensify each day the love, wisdom, and power of the Holy Trinity. I thank you, I Am presence, and so it is. In the name of my mighty I Am presence, I ask that my higher divine self produce new positive thought patterns into my being now. And I accept and acknowledge that it is already manifest in my being now. I thank you, I Am presence, and so it is. My mighty I Am presence within me is the power of God that is mightier than all the negative patterns that I have developed throughout my lifetime and through that great God power within my being, my mind, my body, my soul, and spirit are transformed into that great powerful light and made new today according to thy will of God. I thank you, I Am presence, and so it is. Change your activity pattern. Change the way that you do your daily activities. In my story above, I talked about the negative patterns that were instilled in me since I was young. To change the negative patterns, I ordered the Saint Germain Volume 1, 2, and 3 books. And the I Am Discourses, there were a series of paragraphs that spoke to me. I completely changed. Start to set out a moment of time and do meditation in the morning. Allow God presence to radiate your being by going into that great, great silence each day. Commune with presence by acknowledging this great and mighty being to come forth and do a mighty work in your life. Acknowledge and establish an interconnection with the 7 ascended masters, the 7 archangels, and the 7 Elohim. They will lead you on a journey of exploration of yourself. So if you will look at the depiction of the graph that I have laid out for you on the website in this page, you will see the 7 mighty Elohim, the 7 archangels, and the ascended masters. And each play a magnificent role to our planet in ways that are depicted here to help you on Sunday through Saturday. Each day, a master is highlighted and their qualities and virtues are radiating throughout the planet, you must draw to their great light through your mighty I Am presence and Holy Christ Self and your all-seeing eye, which is in the center of your forehead, to connect to them and be allowed to perfect that which is needed in your life today. And for today's prayer invocation, when you call forth to God, you direct your call to within your body. The presence of God is at the center of your mind. And there are many sections of the mind or levels that are within one's personal subconscious mind, which is the storehouse of one's mental patterns. They light up like interstellar space and stars that radiate and shine forth their beautiful light. As you give attention to your presence, remember to blaze forth that pure white light of your being to cover all of your being, north, south, east, and west, just like the cross. Blaze the light of a billion suns throughout your being, world, and affairs today. Blaze the light of a billion suns throughout your being and world today. Blaze the light of a billion suns throughout your being, world, and affairs today. As we state the following prayer invocation. In the name of my beloved, victorious, mighty I Am presence within me, my beloved Holy Christ Self, and beloved Jesus, I pour forth all my love and gratitude to my very own body elemental. I now command my body elemental to arise, awake, and take complete dominion over every imperfect condition and imperfect pattern which may be manifesting within my physical body. Beloved body elemental, I now command you to change all negative aspects of this pattern into positive aspects of the divine light and love under the continued directing intelligence of my Holy Christ Self. Beloved Jesus the Christ, Master Hilarion, and the immaculate pattern of my life stream, released from the heart of my very own beloved mighty I Am presence, which is my restorer, my regenerator of life. In the name of the mighty presence of God, which I am, and by and through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I decree I am God's perfection, manifesting new patterns of positivity to flood my being and world forever, in body, in my mind, soul, and spirit. It is done, and so it is. I am God's perfection, manifesting new patterns of positivity to flood my being and world forever, in my mind, my body, my soul, and spirit. It is done, and so it is. I am God's perfection, manifesting new patterns of positivity to flood my being and world forever, in my body, mind, soul, and spirit. It is done, and so it is. Almighty I Am, Almighty I Am, Almighty I Am. And for our morning affirmation, This day, I bring forth, and everything that I do, consciously, all perfection of the light of God that never fails to assist me on my path with new patterns of perfection for myself, and positively change my thinking differently than I have before. I am divinely directed to do all things better than I did in my past. This day, I bring forth, and everything that I do, consciously, all perfection of the light of God that never fails to assist me on my path with new patterns of perfection for myself, and positively change my thinking differently than I have before. I am divinely directed to do all things better than I did in my past. Thank you, mighty I Am Presence, for your guidance and love on today. And so it is. And for Wednesday's dose of medicine, this will spiritually renew your nerves, your organs, and build any member of the body into its perfection by taking your determined stand and intensity and repeating this daily. I am the mighty electronic energy flowing through, filling and renewing every cell of my mind and body right now. I am the mighty electronic energy flowing through, filling and renewing every cell of my mind and body right now. I am the mighty electronic energy flowing through, filling and renewing every cell of my mind and body right now. And if you have lack of energy, repeat this saying out loud or to yourself. I am the mighty presence of this alert, radiant energy surging through my mind and body, dismissing everything unlike itself. I take my stand in this alert, radiant energy and joy for all time. I am the mighty presence of this alert, radiant energy surging through my mind and body, dismissing everything unlike itself. I take my stand in this alert, radiant energy and joy for all time. I am the mighty presence of this alert, radiant energy surging through my mind and body, dismissing everything unlike itself. I take my stand in this alert, radiant energy and joy for all time. Om. We thank you so much for just your support of Destiny, the Open Door. This is the end of our audio presentation for today. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear Destiny, the Open Door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Thank you. May the grace of God, may the peace of God, may the supply, truth, consecration, and healing of God rest and abide with you always. Until we meet again.